Excerpt 38 from Baal HaSulam, Shemati 96. What is waste of barn and winery in the work? The purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural. Since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because for him it is always like a new thing. This means that he always works as though he had just begun working now. And he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
Excerpt number 39.
From Rabash, the saboteur was in the flood and was put to death in the work. When one subdues oneself and works above reason, this is called lowliness. When he lowers his reason and says that his reason is worthless. In other words, man's reason dictates that if the Creator gives him all his needs, which the will to receive understands that it deserves, then he can love the Creator. That is, he loves him because he satisfies all his needs. If he did not, he would not be able to lower himself and say that his reason is worthless. Rather, at that time, he would depart from the Creator and say that it is not worthwhile to serve the Creator if he does not grant him his wishes. It follows that this is called proud, since he wants to understand the ways of the Creator. In what is he regarded as good and doing good if the body does not get what it demands? About such a proud person, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. But if he lowers himself and says, I cannot understand the ways of the Creator, and he says that what his reason dictates is worthless, but he is going above reason, this is called lowliness. And it was about him that the verse, the Lord is high and the low will see, was said. He is rewarded with the Creator bringing him
new spiritual development. Excerpt number 40 from Rabash. The whole Torah is one holy name. Any overcoming in the world is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount, that is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Overcoming means taking a part of the vessel of reception, and adding it to the vessels of bestowal. It is like the masach, screen, which we must put on the ovyut, thickness. It follows that if one has no will to receive, one has nothing on which to place the masach. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings him foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. A person can do this in everything his soul desires. He should not say that now he received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that from above he was given desires and thoughts to have room to place them into the Kedusha. Continue. Excerpt 41 from Shamati number 8. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Acha? The shade of Klipa is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, however, it is called under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations, so he would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, he says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, he says, of course the Creator enjoys this work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because he wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Creature as a result, because it's supposed to be similar to the Creator. Excerpt 42 from Shamati 83 concerning the right Vav and the left Vav. It is written, set up a table before me against my enemies. A table means, as it is written, and sends her out of his house, and she departs out of his house and goes. A shulchan, table, is like veshalcha, and sends her, meaning exit from the work. We should interpret that even during the exits from the work, when, meaning in a state of decline, one still has a place to work. This means that when one prevails above reason during the declines and says that the descents too were given to him from above, the enemies are thus cancelled. This is so because the enemies thought that through the declines the person will reach utter lowness and escape the campaign. But in the end, the opposite occurred. The enemies were cancelled. This is the meaning of what is written, the table that is before the Lord. That precisely, in this manner, does he receive the face of the Creator. And this is the meaning of subduing all the judgments, even the greatest judgments, since he assumes the burden of the kingdom of heaven at all times. That is, he always finds a place to work, as it is written that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, there is not a place to hide from you.
And
excerpt 43 from Rabash, what is a cup of blessing must be full in the work. When a person can go with his eyes shut, above reason, and believe in the sages, and go all the way, this is called Ibur.
when he has no mouth. Ibur means, as it is written, the level of Malchut, which is the most restricted Katnut possible. This is called Ibur. It comes from the words Evra, anger, and Dinim, judgments, as it is written, and the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. We should interpret the meaning of anger and judgments. When a person must go with his eyes shut, above reason, the body resists the work. Hence, the fact that a person always has to overcome, this is called anger, wrath, and trouble. Since it is hard work to always overcome and annul before the Upper One, for the Upper One to do with him what the Upper One wants. This is called Ibul, which is the most restricted katnut possible.